My name is Jamil Perron. I'm calling from Indiana DOC, IYC. This is called Parole Board. Maybe 2 weeks ago, I was at work and I heard the CO come on the floor and say, "Who is Perron? Where is Perron?" And he kind of said it in an urgent kind of way. So when I turned over to look, they called me over. They said, "Look, after work, you got to go to the captain's office." So I asked him, I said, "What for?" He said, "You got to go to the captain's office." So he's trying to look at me, basically scaring me, saying, "You got to go to the captain's office." And I said, "All right, cool." I said, "What for?" He said, "I don't know." So by the look in his eyes, I could tell he kind of know what, but he ain't trying to tell me. So I told him, I said, "Well, I'll find out when I get there." He said, "So, okay, just after work, go to the captain's office." He kept saying it, putting emphasis on the captain's office. So I'm thinking, like, there's something wrong. Like, if I was in trouble, they'd be coming to pick me up. So I didn't panic. Of course, I didn't. So he went farther to say, "You might need to go to the," he said, "you got to go to the captain's office because there might be a death in the family." So I didn't trip. I said, once again, I said, "I'll find out when I get there." Long story short, I leave. After work, of course, I go walk in and I go to the captain's office. Come to find out, it had nothing to do with no death in the family. And he knew what I was on. He knew what I was being called for. It was to the release coordinator. So I go talk to her. She said, "Well, I contacted the parole board, and the parole board contacted me back. And they said they're ready for you to petition them." So I said, "Oh, it's a blessing." And I was thinking, I said, "Okay, so how do this work? I didn't get out and come back. You know, I'm not, I haven't been locked up since the 80s. I'm not under the old parole law." She said, "No. They told me to tell you to petition them and, you know, have letters of recommendation." She gave me the whole scoop. It kind of hit me like a wrecking ball because she said, "As soon as you put your petition in, you know, you're eligible to see the parole board and, you know, the next two lineups." See, I'm in a level 2 prison now, you know, my level dropped, so I'm in a minimum security prison. The parole board come down here once a month in the beginning, the first week of every month. So whenever I put the petition in, she's saying that I'll be in front of the board as soon as possible. So it kind of motivated me a lot. Of course, you know, anxieties and all that stuff kick in, but it motivated me because I'm saying, here I am. I'm on my way home, and I'm grateful. I mean, anything could happen, but, you know, I'm dangerously optimistic, so I'm going home. I ain't seeing nothing else. So, but I just want to thank everybody just for supporting me. I want to thank Mr. Will for supporting me. Like, Prison Radio saved my life. It gave me a voice. It gave me support. And everybody who wrote me. And I ask everybody who haven't wrote to write. Because I still need that motivation. I still need that support. Even more so now because they saying that all the letters of support and love, you know, help my chances. That's what they told the release coordinator. That all the letters of recommendations and all the letters from friends and family will, you know, do justice. Now, of course, they want to see if I have, you know, arms of support upon my release. You know, places of employment, things like that. But I just wanted to let everybody know, like, that time is here. That time is upon us now. You know, it's been a long road, but when I look at stories like Mumia Abu-Jamal, you know, it's nothing. So I know I can do it if he did it. I know I can do it if Mr. Walker did it. Shaka, I know I can do it. You know, we here now. So I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful for y'all. Thank y'all, man.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.